can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the post-game podcast. Boomer has vacated. Al and myself remain. What's going on, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Something I've been noticing more lately.
Okay.
And I'm sure people see this in their lives, but more lately here for me.
You mean at the radio station?
During the Boomer and Geo show.
Okay.
How everyone goes on their phones. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not like that all that long ago.
Right.
Like, Rami goes to his phone. I go to my phone. I also have, when I'm not on my phone, I have the computer in front of me. So yeah. I'm on the computer. The intern's on his phone the whole time. During a commercial break, Boomer's on the phone. Gio's on the phone. It is like we can no longer
function.
And there's nothing to see mm-hmm. on the phone.
Yeah.
It is this, and I'm trying to think because like even when I was working on the, when I was working the dump button for Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
There was a computer in there where I would have to keep track of everything I dumped. So I, in order for me to pay attention, even way back then, 20 years ago, I would kind of surf the internet while I was listening to the show as a way to concentrate. Mm-hmm. Like I would, but you would go to websites and you had a handful of websites that you would go to and they would end.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to ESPN and you'd, here's the ESPN stories, the end.
Right.
You know, I'd go to like the gossip, the Perez Hilton, Deadspin.
Yep.
And you'd go there and you'd be like, okay, well, I last looked at this last night. There's four more stories. Here they are, done. Now this endless scroll.
Where it just continues and continues and continues.
It never ends.
Yeah.
So you're never done.
Yeah.
So there's always something. So the minute you have a few seconds, it's like on it. And it is really weird. And again, I'm part of the problem. So yeah. I'm not just putting myself out of this. But just to look, everyone's just got their face in their phones.
Yeah.
And I would love to dumb down my phone. Like, I'm looking at my phone. Look at all these things I have on.
Right.
But I actually, like...
You look at them.
You need them on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go, okay, what... Because in my head, I'm like, oh, you know what I need? My phone, the actual phone, text messages, maps I need.
Yep.
I'm thinking, that's all I need.
Your music?
Right. Then I go, okay, Spotify, I need that in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Parking app to pay for parking. Okay. Well, the camera's on there, of course.
Yeah.
I do Google Photos, so I'm going to need that on there to back up my photos.
Yep.
Okay. Calendar, so I know what's going on. I got that on
yep.
there. Let's see. The weather app. I do like to know what the weather is.
Your banking information.
Oh, I do need to get to my bank occasionally to do mobile deposits and things like that. The MLB app I need for work here. If somebody send me a link of something I need to see that's on YouTube, I'm going to need to YouTube download.
So really,
it.
We're not taking anything off the phone, are we?
Yeah, like I turn off my lights in the house when the sun comes up so the lights are not on in the house. So I have that app
that's
on
when
my
your phone.
Phone.
Your alarm goes off in the morning.
Yeah, it's an endless. And then you have the apps that you need every once in a while. Like, oh, if I park in Red Bank, they use this app. Okay, right. Now I got that.
Those are the apps that tell you they're going to go into deep sleep unless you do something with them.
Yeah. I got, if I get a parking ticket when I shouldn't have got a parking ticket, there's the app where you dispute the parking ticket. Oh, there's my car insurance app that I have.
Now, in fairness, a lot of these things you can do on the computer, so you could take them off.
Yeah.
It just, you're not going to have the immediate accessibility to it. And you might have to wait till you get in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And that's where the patience comes in. And that's where I was talking about attention span with the phone at the end of the show today. Like, our attention spans are so, like, small now. I don't think if anybody gave you a phone number, you'd remember it without writing it down or putting it in your phone. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
We just don't, yeah, we don't comprehend a lot anymore.
I know, it's really bad.
It is bad. I agree.
And what's bad is like, even if you want to get off it, it's hard to get off it. It's like, It's no different than an addiction.
It is an addiction. That's why I've had a few times where my phone, before I got this new one, my phone was dying, as you know. One, I got wet once, and I didn't have it for, I think it was five, he sent emails out saying, this is my number. If you need me, email me, because I got no phone. And I will tell you, I don't know that I could have continued without it. But after I got used to the first like 4 or 5 hours of not having it, and just I would check my email once an hour, it was quite freeing. Now, ultimately, would I have been able to do that going forward? I have no idea. Probably not. I'm not going to sit here and claim I would have. But there was a solid like 8-9 straight days I didn't really have a working phone. It was phenomenal. It really, once I got used to it again.
I know people say that. You always hear people say that they decided, like, when I'm going on vacation, we're going to be with my family, so yeah. I'm not going to have my phone and blah, blah, blah. And everyone always says how great it is. But
it's a necessity.
It's very difficult to get through life. Like, I had an older guy. I was walking my dog, and he was parking his car, and he goes, do I have to pay to park here? I said, yeah. He goes, how do I do that? And I'm looking at him, knowing the answer I'm going to give him, he's not going to want to hear, which is...
You need the app.
You need the app. He's like, I don't have a phone.
Wow. No kidding.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, I didn't have an answer for
you
him.
You can't. You can't park. You got to go find a free spot somewhere then. Oh, that's interesting.
It's just like so difficult to...
Yeah. I know when I was in Myrtle Beach last week, I had my phone with me in the morning, just in case my wife needed me when I was playing golf with my kids. And during the day when we got back, I was leaving the phone in the room. And no one, don't get me wrong, no one texted me anyway, so I didn't miss anything. But it was, for me, I'm like, yeah, I'm with them. If there's anything really important, my wife's got her phone. So I was like, I know if someone has to get in touch with us, they can. And I didn't bother with it. And I was good. But as soon as I got in the room, what did I miss? Nothing. But I did go and check immediately.
Yeah.
But it was neat for a few hours every day.
And I guess the reality is all those apps I was mentioning that I quote unquote need on my phone.
You don't need.
It's, and they're, and all the ones I was rattling off there, they're not the troublesome apps. I'm not.
You're right. It's not, the TikToks or the Instagrams or the Facebooks or the Twitter. Right.
I'm not picking up my phone to check the parking app.
You're right. That's true.
It's there as a necessity.
Yeah.
But so it's really the social media apps.
Yeah.
But then what I find too is if I decide the social media, now all of a sudden I'll start scrolling YouTube because that now also has an endless scroll. Right? Like when you scroll YouTube, it just keeps going and going and going.
Keep giving you suggestions.
Yeah. And there's this idea that YouTube is not like social media, but it is. It's anything with an endless scroll.
It's just a longer form of it.
Yeah.
That's all. And where it's different is, and why I like it, is I don't have to see someone's opinion if I don't want to. Like there's no text. You have to go search for that in the comments. The videos are what they are. And if I don't like the title of a video, I go right past it.
But isn't that an opinion? The video itself, like it'll be like, why?
It could be, but it's not the same as, let's say, scrolling past, and I'm just throwing this out there, let's say a Spike Eskin tweet that says, you know, the Mets suck, the fans sucks, New York sucks, I'm just, whatever. Like that you see, and it's like in your face. You're right. A video title could be an opinion. Most of them aren't, though. Most really are trying to grab you and get, you know, a good headline for what it might be. And it also depends on what your feed is. My feed is mostly sports, good nutrition and wellness, and youth. Like, I don't have any, no politics comes on my YouTube feed. So I'm not seeing a leftist point of view headline or a rightist point of view headline. I don't get any of that. Everything, cooking, I get a lot of cooking suggestions, a ton of golf suggestions. That's not like scrolling through Twitter. It's just not. It's for me, it's much different. It's not like scrolling through Instagram. That to me is more in the middle of the X and the YouTube type of deal, even though I still don't really understand Instagram and how it works too much. But that's why I do like YouTube.
Then the other funny thing too is like sometimes with Twitter when I'm like, I want to weed out, like I'm just like sick of this person or sick of this topic or say, then you have, so like Spike Eskin's a great example. So Spike tweets way too much about Philadelphia sports.
Okay.
But he also has other tweets that I do like.
Right.
but is weeding through the Philadelphia sports
worth it?
Yeah. And then is it insulting when you unfollow people?
I understand. That's the only thing that you can answer.
Yeah, people find that insulting.
Yeah. Mute them.
But then
you don't get the other stuff you do like, right?
Not only that, if you mute him now, if he responds to something or writes to me, I won't see it.
Correct.
And then he's going to be like, Al doesn't respond. Yeah. I was using Spike as an example, but there's many people like that, where I like some of their, like I like Sal.
Mm-hmm.
But all Sal tweets about is clips from his show and I'm just so sported out.
I've heard that
from social media and 5 hours here.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to see it.
Let me ask you this. Why not create another account? Like I have two. I have two X accounts. I have one, you know, with just my name, and I got the other one, which I don't really utilize too much for the LLC that I have that I started for the cornhole and everything. So I can switch back and forth. And it's interesting because recently, like within the last month, maybe 6 weeks, I started unfollowing all the cornhole things that I was following because the idea was to try and build that up, which I just never followed through with. So I started unfollowing all the things that were like cornhole related or stuff that just didn't interest me anymore. And I started just following beat reporters. Now, I haven't completed that list yet, but that's kind of the plan to where I can follow some things just at work and then I can use the other one for other stuff. Like you could create another Twitter account, X account, that you could separate one, you know, you got to look at between 5 and 10 and the other, and once you get out here 10 o'clock, to hell with that. I'll see you tomorrow morning or whatever. You could do that where one is more music related and entertainment related. That's all you're going to see on that feed. And that will break you from the, you know, sports concussion you have from the morning.
Yeah. Or I can make, yeah, you could even make lists in Twitter. Like if you keep.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's so hard to resist looking at the other stuff.
Yeah, I say I don't really have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I don't. I just don't find the I don't have the need during the day to look at it. I'm good.
Yeah.
Enough going on. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's funny too. Like I don't look at it a lot during the day. I look at it too much here.
It's constant. Yeah.
And what I'm finding myself doing here is I have my feed so that, you know, you make sure Adam Schefter has breaking news, Connor Hughes. But then I find myself in boredom clicking the For You, and that refreshes every time you click it. So it gives you 35 new, click it, 35 new ones.
Mm-hmm. And as the morning goes on and on.
Commercial.
More and more people are awake tweeting.
And then I'll go, okay, what else we got?
Right.
It's an endless thinking that I'm entertaining myself, that I'm gaining some sort of knowledge, that I'm hearing about things. But it is so much, the For You section used to be fun, but I think what I'm finding and what I'm understanding from other people is that Twitter became a monetary thing. Like you could make money on Twitter.
Yes.
If your posts get engagement. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of accounts that appear in the For You section that are just engagement farming.
Yeah. So posts. Like one that I'm getting every single morning and I haven't clicked on it yet, but like soon enough, I probably will because I see it every morning when I come in here and it's in the For You page. It's if I lost my job tomorrow, these are the 8 things I do right now.
And then you have to click on it to get.
And then you have to scroll 1 through 8. And so I am now, that's a click. That's cash.
Right.
No doubt.
And you'll also start to see, if you look in the For You section, there are so many word-for-word tweets that you know you've seen 3 days ago, 2 days ago. And they're weird topics, but they're things like. Almost like old Stephen Wright jokes, or it might legitimately be like, does anyone else find it interesting that we drive on something called the parkway and park on something called the driveway?
Right.
But as dumb as that is, you might see that 10 times from 10 different people in a week.
And see a ton of likes on it too.
Yeah. The other thing it's like you mentioned, it's like, it'll say like, if I were to get fired today, here's the 8 things I'd do. And then you have to click on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. Then you get other things like that that are looking for clicks, where it might say, you know, as the first president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, I think, did the best job with freeing the slaves. And in your head, you'd go, well, George Washington was the first president. That's what it wants you to do. Mm-hmm. It wants you to
write back and
hey, you're incorrect, because now it's engagement.
It's true.
And that just, that's goofed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, though, like the only way to purely kick that is to not be on it at all. And that's not possible here.
It's very difficult in this day and age of news cycles and the way we get our breaking news. It's hard to be off it.
It's hard to be off it.
It is hard to be off it. Now, I made sure that the Facebook thing is out. Like, I don't need to consume all of it. I've never created a TikTok account. My Facebook account is dormant. And Instagram, I've logged in once in the last 6 months. So the only thing that has my eyeballs is still X, Twitter, whatever. But I really do try to limit as best I can.
Yeah.
The TikTok one is interesting because I've had people, GB and one of them too, and other people here and friends of mine that say they can't get off it.
Yeah.
Like they're just at a stoplight, they go to TikTok. You know, entertain me, make me laugh. Like it's another reason I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need it.
I know it, but the others are like that now too. Like I'm happy I never got on TikTok because that would just be another thing.
Yeah.
But my dog has this thing where sometimes she does not eat her dinner until she knows we're going for a walk. Then she'll eat her dinner.
Okay.
I don't know if this is psychological where she thinks, okay, I could eat now because I know I'm going to go poop and I'll be good.
Right, right.
But she won't do it until I've got the leash, I'm at the door, and I'm going to hook it on her. Then she'll eat.
No kidding.
So I just kind of wait there. Wow. And in that time she's eating, I'm like...
You're on your phone.
Yeah. And then even if I'm so sick of Twitter or Instagram or... I'll look at the weather app again. Like, seriously, like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Killing time? I don't know.
It is the short spurts of time that I'm trying to fill, which maybe people are trying to fill. You get in line at the gas station. You get in line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're in the dentist office. You're waiting for your dog. It's the times where I go, okay, if I were to sit there and go, I have an hour. I'm not going to scroll for an hour. Let me go do this, this, and this. But if I have 10 minutes before I have to do something.
Well, let me ask you this, because I asked this to my wife once.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good question. Why is it any different? And I don't like it. I'll be very upfront. I don't like the phones. I don't like all. But why is it any different than in 1950 if you looked at a waiting room and everybody's reading a newspaper?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything different. Like you see, there's a picture of like people going to work on the train, and everyone's got the newspaper.
No one's talking.
Yeah,
everyone's face is in a newspaper.
The difference is like, did we grab, like, if I was waiting for my dog to eat her dinner, did I grab the newspaper? Did I?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. That's the other thing. It's like what's weird is hearing things, or like, I listen to a lot of old Howard Stern on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm like cooking dinner,
yeah,
cleaning up. And it's so weird to hear them talking. And I just think back, like when they'll reference the year or something, or the like, Robin, did you see President Clinton? I'm like, wow, there were no phones. There were no
much different.
We barely had internet.
Yeah.
And that's such a foreign concept now that I can't even wrap my head around what that life was like. And I didn't get it until I was.
We were adults.
I was here producing Boomer and Carton when I had a regular flip phone.
Yeah, 07, that's about right.
I know in 2008 I had a regular flip phone because my then girlfriend Angie, while I was mocking her while holding my phone and going, oh, blah, 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 she snapped it, dropped it like a mic drop and left. So I know back then I had a flip phone. So that was 2008.
Funny. Yeah.
What was I doing?
Well, how about this? Have you ever talked to your parents about when you were kids and you were be out playing and you just had to be home for dinner?
Yeah.
They had no idea where you were. Like, we had this big conversation at a party we were at for July 4th the other day with other parents who have kids our age as well. everyone's got what's called, I don't know if you have this or because of your nieces and nephews, but an app called Life 360. Yes. So you connect the phones and you can see where the people are. I don't actually have it. My wife has it. I probably should have it for my kids, but my wife has it. And, you know, they're both looking at like, where's the kid go? Where's the kid? And you think about our parents. When we got our license, we went out. If we had to be home by 11 o'clock and it was 11:10 and we weren't home yet, they were probably like, where the hell are they?
Yeah.
Now, at least, while you're going to be pissed because they're late, at least you can see, all right, they're on their way. And you see, like, it's different. Just think about being a parent now to then. How, what was it like for our parents? They didn't know where we were.
Right.
Or what we were doing, who we were with.
Yeah.
Very different. But it's all we knew.
Yes.
And that's the problem with looking back.
Yeah, like we got to experience life without it.
Mm-hmm. And we did fine.
And we did fine. And now we have it in our lives. And it's just so hard to, it's just hard to think back or go back to the life prior to that. Because there are so many benefits. I can look on a map to see where I need to go, or how I can have all of my music mm-hmm. ready to go for my car ride home and have to pick out CDs what I wanted to listen to.
Well, how
to
did
today.
You do during this the Sandy storm where there was very little power in a lot of places? Were you able to access a lot of this stuff?
No, so we had power here, so when I would come to work I would access mm-hmm. it. And then no, what I was doing during Sandy, and I would go home and I had a
transistor radio.
That's what I had, a transistor radio, and I had 1010 Winds on.
Right.
That's...
Yeah.
But I sat there with 1010 Winds on.
Yeah, there was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I was out of power for that storm. I don't remember what day of the week that was. I always feel like it was a Sunday night, but whatever it was. I didn't have power in my house. I left on Friday of that week to go up to Harvard. Columbia was playing Harvard. And I remember getting in the car and going and leaving. My wife and my kids went down south with our family who did have power in that Cherry Hill area. So I stayed home coming back and forth to work with zero power. And I remember getting up into Connecticut where power was back. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And everything worked again and it was tremendous. But I went like at least 3 or 4 days without power in the house, just listening to a transistor radio.
Yeah.
And just like barbecuing food. It was different. But but this is also what if the grid goes, what the hell happens? It's a problem.
Yes.
A major problem.
Oh, yeah.
Big problem.
Very big problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate. And my real problem.
You hate your reliance on it is what you hate.
Yeah. My real problem is here with it.
But there's nothing you can do about here.
Like, I can't imagine just sitting there.
And listening to the show.
Yeah. I can't.
I know.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's not like we're getting thousands of phone calls.
I'm aware.
You know what I mean? Like that, the phone calls are down because only older people call. There's a bunch of callers that I hear way too much, so I don't put them on. So there's that. You know, I'm writing up the what's going on with the shows and all that stuff, but it's easy to do, but. There's just this idea, and I'm trying to think, like, prior to social media, you know, I was bouncing around a lot of websites, mm-hmm. right? I'd go Deadspin, the different sports blogs, the different celebrity blogs, sports sites, radio sites, mm-hmm. but you eventually finished.
Right.
And be like, eh.
And then maybe an hour later you'd look at it again to see if anything broke.
Yeah, and this is just that, man, when they switched everything to an endless scroll, that was the killer.
Yeah. They got you. They really in.
Yeah. I just wonder at what point, do you think we'll ever escape this?
Like,
no. We'll,
I think it gets worse.
Because I have been hearing that younger people are getting off of those things, but that I'm just hearing that and I have no actual proof of that.
I don't see that. Yeah. I see them in their phones more than anything.
Yeah.
My house is pretty good in that YouTube is the number one, whether it's social media, whatever we want to call it. That's the number one thing I see both of my guys on. Snapchat is certainly a thing for sure. No question about it. And then the other, like neither one of them's really on Twitter. My older son's on Instagram, my younger son too, but like they don't do anything on it. So I don't know. TikTok is a big one. They're both on TikTok. I do know that. So no, I don't see it slowing down. I don't think it's stopping anytime soon.
Yeah.
I think new platforms with more capability and more ways to hook you are coming, more so than a going the other way.
Mm.
Starting to feel old, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting too, because like that's kind of where we get news from. Like, I wouldn't know where to go get news if I, where I felt I was getting.
I still go to New York Post. They're pretty good with breaking news.
Yeah.
But you got to keep refreshing it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just going to appear. If you go to New York Post, nypost.com and leave it, let it sit there, nothing changes unless you hit refresh. That's the difference. So that to me is where I would get news from. That's where I look every morning. That's it though. Nowhere else. I don't look at anything else.
Hmm. Yeah, right. Not sure what we accomplished.
Not much.
At least we weren't scrolling.
You got it out. You got it out.
Yeah.
Off your chest.
Yeah. I would just like to eliminate some of these apps from my phone, but I need a lot of them.
Yes, you do.
And really, like we said, it's the social media ones that are
poisoning your brain.
Yeah, the bad ones.
Yep.
All right.
Well, try and have a nice day.
All right, Jerry. We did the warm-up show. No, I did that with CeeLo.
You and CeeLo tomorrow.
There's flies in this room, Jerry.
Yes, there are. Tell me about it.
It's going to get in my eyeball.
Yeah.
All right, warm-up next. I did that with CeeLo. CeeLo and I back tomorrow. Jerry and I back for the post-game podcast. So...